Okay, hello everyone. I've been promising the audience that I will be having some gospel and inspiration comments from some of the gospel people in the neighborhood, and this is one of the gospel people that I've been talking about for the longest, Edie Hollinger. She's been doing this for years, and I just wanted to get some insight from her as far as how gospel is now and how gospel is in the past, and just get some positive, inspiring comments from her. Hello, Edie. How are you?
Hello. Great.
Good, good. And I just wanted to just, ask you, what inspired you to really actually get into gospel music?
You can edit this one. Okay. What inspired me was I love some of the women that inspired me are like Anita Baker. I know they're not all gospel, but this is where most of them derived from. Whitney Houston, Shirley Caesar. Okay. I love her music. And who else?
So in other words, these are people that inspired you to sing, period.
Right.
Before, you really actually got into the gospel, you were singing and doing...
Well, of course, back when Whitney first came out, that was everybody's, woman of...
Female singer.
Yeah, female singer. But I also liked back then even Phyllis Hyman,
That's a hometown girl there, Phyllis Hyman.
I know. Yeah. She's a home girl, but God rest her soul. But anyhow... there's a lot of women that I admire. Aretha Franklin, who just passed, as we know.
Right, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, definitely.
She had gospel up in her, So there's a lot of other women, like I said, Anita Baker, strong women, even Tina Marie.
Okay.
That was my girl.
Right. Okay. So, but, well, these are not gospel people, like you said. So this is more or less in the lines of people who inspired you to sing.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. I just was like, really thinking, of a lot of more traditional people as far as singing. That who do you admire traditionally as far as, gospel period? Not even inspires you, but admire as of today.
Okay, I like Juanita Bynum.
Okay.
Like Cece Winans.
Okay.
What's her name? Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Okay.
Strong singer. Very inspirational. There's a lot of them, but those are probably just a few that I can remember right offhand right now.
So. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. I just want to remind the audience that we're going unscripted. Nothing is scripted with, my interviews. I go unscripted, and that's the best way to do it because you get the reality from the people, instead of them being scripted and have to say something that is written for them already. But I just wanted to, talk to you about... maybe us trying to do a collaboration as far as, a CD. And I was trying to, introduce this into the program so the audience can know that me and you are in the works on trying to plan something.
Upcoming.
Yes, trying to plan something.
Yeah.
So
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, you're an awesome singer, and I just really like to really say that to everyone that, I've worked in the ministries with her, and I'm working in the ministries with her now. We're members of the same church. So Edie is very, very talented, and I really do think that, she can really go places as far as, her singing and gospel and helping people, because singing is inspiration for people that are feeling certain kind of ways, and your singing could help a lot. And... excuse me. This is part one of our interview. We're going to have another interview, Edie, down the road when we pick up on some progress on some things. And I just wanted to introduce you to the audience and let everyone know, that you will be a part of the program.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So on that note, I'm just going to close today. We're just going to make this one brief. This is going to fall within maybe 5 minutes of the show. And this is like an intro,
Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, one other question. What are some of the events that you have done, you know, within the past, you know, a few months, you know, as far as, I know you've done, sung at some weddings and different things like that, and church events.
Yeah, of course, I've sung at some homegoings of even my family members.
Okay.
And I did some weddings this past summer and whatnot. It wasn't a lot, but that's what I plan on getting into.
So basically, you're there to, you know, moments where people need you for different events,
right.
Like, you know, homecomings and homegoings and any type of church events that are happening, weddings and different things like that, to inspire them with some gospel singing.
Right. I'll be doing that as well, like I said, as far as me trying to get my stuff up and running, you know, my production that I would like to do.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. I look forward to seeing and hearing that. Yeah. But on that note, Edie Hollinger, thank you very much.
You're
I just
so
wanted
welcome.
To introduce my audience to this wonderful lady. She is someone that inspires me. And you guys know what I'm doing. So, I mean, for someone like her to inspire me, she must have left a heck of an impression. On that note, we're going to close today. And we're going to say we'll see you again for the part 2. Thanks for everyone listening. Have a blessed day.